Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Let me start off by saying what I'm about to tell you is something that the media is hoping none of us would have ever found out. And what I'm about to tell you is something that's extremely important to exposing the Biden crime family, and things continue to get worse for them. What I'm about to tell you is even shocking a little bit to me, and I've been covering this now, as you know, for years. There was a bag man for the president of the United States of America. And that bag man was rewarded by getting one of the most important jobs in our government. There's a fixer, is another way people may put it. And that fixer's name is the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. We also now know that Anthony Blinken is being accused of lying under oath to Congress about his interactions with Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family before he was given his reward job, which was the Secretary of State. We know now that the fixer, Biden's fixer, Anthony Blinken, was setting up meetings with Hunter Biden using a private email address, and he lied to Congress about this. Email correspondence between then Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Hunter Biden shows that meetings and lunches were set up by Anthony Blinken using his personal email address instead of his government address. The batch of emails that's now been uncovered by the Washington Examiner dealt with conversations between Anthony Blinken and Biden when Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State under former President Barack Obama. Biden asked Blinken to get together to get his advice on a couple of things, quote unquote, to which Blinken set up a meeting using a non-government address, an AOL address, instead of his state.gov email. On May the 22nd of 2015, and this is what the media does not want you to know, so get this information, share it with everyone you know. Take this episode and share it on social media. Biden emailed Blinken on May the 22nd of 2015 with a request to get together. At the time, Biden had been working for 13 months at this point on the board of Burisma, that Ukrainian natural gas company that Biden was on the board of, despite not having any experience in the industry, that part of the world, or even knowing the language. It didn't matter, because that's how you get paid when you're running a crime family. You're saying to these countries, you want access to us, you want access to loans. My father at the time, right, Joe Biden, was in charge of the policies and the money and the loans going to Ukraine. Biden's appointment to the board has drawn intense scrutiny and criticism as Republicans have accused Biden of influence peddling, which I think is very clear, and trading on his father's name to enrich the family. Now, I don't think he's actually trading on his father's name. I think his father is the kingpin I think that's what we've learned now. This isn't some outside thing. This is a kingpin issue. Quote, have a few minutes next week to grab a cup of coffee, question mark. I know you are impossibly busy, but would like to get your advice on a couple of things. Best, Hunter, Biden wrote. Blinken then responded, absolutely. I'm just about to land in Tokyo en route back to D.C. from Burma. I'll be in the office on Tuesday, copying Linda in my office to find a good time. Look forward to seeing you, Tony. The emails were then forwarded in two directions. Pay attention because this is what they really don't want you to know. Hunter Biden then sent that exchange to Devin Archer. Devin Archer is his business associate. Devin Archer also was getting paid. He was also a board member at Burisma in Ukraine. Then Blinken forwarded the email to Linda Landers, his then personal assistant. Landers, then using her state.gov address. So this is official government email address, official government business, reached out to Hunter Biden, telling him to advise on the best times for you next week, and we'll try to accommodate, quote unquote. So if you think this is a private meeting or a off the record meeting, meaning it's personal, not business, then why the hell is a person at the State Department sending you emails trying to get this on the books? Not only did Landers use her state.gov address, you were paying for the time it took for him, for her to reach out to Biden and to set up the meeting. We now know also that that lunch between Anthony Blinken and Hunter Biden eventually took place on July the 22nd of 2015. That according to the emails. The meeting times were shared as well because this was apparently a very important meeting to the Biden crime family. The meeting times were shared with Devin Archer, that business associate of Hunter Biden, and Eric Swearin, another business partner. So to be clear, this meeting had everything to do with corruption and nothing to do with private, let's hang out, buddy, let's grab lunch and just see how everyone's doing. If that was the case, why would these meeting times be being, why would they be being shared with Devin Archer? Why would you be sharing them with Eric Swearin? Why would all of this be happening this way if it wasn't a part of influence peddling? Now, it's unknown why Archer and Swearin were copied on the email chains. It is unclear what conversation Blinken and the younger Biden had during their lunch meetings. It's unclear if Archer and Swearin were at those meetings. What we do know is that Anthony Blinken did exactly what Hillary Clinton did, right? Supposed to state business, you're supposed to be on the record, you're supposed to be using your .gov. But if you don't want people to see things, you use a personal email address to set up the meetings. Yeah, Blinken's use of a personal email address to set up the meetings could create a pathway for an investigation, we're also now being told. How corrupt was Anthony Blinken? Well, it gets even worse. In July 2010, Hunter Biden emailed Anthony Blinken's wife, Evan Ryan, to ask for her husband's personal email. Quote, can I get Tony's non-government email? Question mark. I want to send him something. Thanks, Hunter Biden wrote. In 2010, Blinken served as then Vice President Joe Biden's national security advisor. Okay. A cyber forensic expert and former Secret Service agent conducted an examination of the laptop for the Washington Examiner last year, concluding there is 100% certainty that Robert Hunter Biden was the only person responsible for the activity on his hard drive and all of its stored data, and that the hard drive, quote, is authentic. Pete McGinnis, communications director for the Functional Government Initiative, told the Washington Examiner that ultimately it appears as though the high-ranking subordinates of Joe Biden were, quote, enabling Hunter to travel around the world trading his father's name to enrich not only himself, but now we know there was nine Biden family members, nine that were making money off the last name Biden. It is shocking when you see exactly what has happened here with the type of corruption, how deep it actually goes. Peter McGinnis is communications director for the Functional Government Initiative. He told the Washington Examiner that ultimately appears as though high-ranking subordinates of Joe Biden were enabling Hunter Biden to travel around the world trading off of his father's name to enrich not just himself but the family. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Let's just go back over that statement. You have then a vice president who has nine family members on the take. This is a criminal enterprise. You have a government, a U.S. government, that is allowing the highest ranking members of the government, subordinates to Joe Biden, making sure that they were opening and closing and opening and closing any door that needed to be open and closed for Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family to travel around the world and get any deal done they needed to. Now, let's just go back to, for example, the Russian oligarchs that were dealing with the Bidens, so you understand that just one example of a relationship, okay? If you go back and look at what Hunter Biden got, millions of dollars from the Russian oligarch whose husband is the former mayor of Moscow. They weren't there just to do business with Hunter Biden. They were making sure they had somebody protecting them in our government. And they were willing to pay millions of dollars for that protection. Now, let's just go to the sanctions that are happening right now. I'm going to be, by the way, and I haven't told any of you this, so I'll tell you now for the rest of the time. I'm going to be going to Hungary and also to Ukraine, and I'll be doing some shows from there later this week. What we know about this war in Ukraine is that a lot of Russians have been sanctioned because of the invasion and the slaughtering of people in Ukraine. Do you want to know who has not been put on the sanctions list? What oligarchs have not been put on the sanction list? The oligarchs that sent millions of dollars to the Biden crime family. Now, you look at the other oligarchs that have been sanctioned, okay? You look at the oligarchs and how much money they've had frozen and assets and different things because of the invasion of Ukraine from Vladimir Putin. Those individuals, I guarantee you, wish they could go back in time and wish that they could sanction, or excuse me, could, let me rephrase that. They wish they could bribe the Bidens to protect them, which is exactly what they are doing right now. They are protecting these shady individuals even to this day. We had a new round of sanctions that just came out recently. Another round of sanctions against high power people very close to Vladimir Putin. And guess who wasn't on that list? You want to know who wasn't on that list? The former Moscow mayor and his wife, who gave millions of dollars to Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. That's not by accident. That's called buying protection. I pay you a bribe and you protect me. This also goes back to the story we heard about recently from the Chinese in another report that Hunter Biden apparently had informants in the FBI that would tell him if his friends who were living in America, the shady, corrupt communist, Chinese communist businessmen who had direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party, were under investigation, needed to flee the country at any point. And apparently, Hunter Biden had these informants at DOJ, the FBI, who let him know when some of his friends needed to haul it and get out of the country. Think about how corrupt that is. And that is our government right now, happening in real time right now. The bribes that were paid to the Biden crime family are still being paid, or the payoffs, I should say, are still coming. The rewards are still coming back as we speak, even while all of this has come out. And I promise you this, they don't care. And I'm referring to the Biden crime family. You think Hunter Biden cares? Of course not. Why would he care, folks? Why would he give a rat's rear end? Why would he care if at all? He doesn't care. And the reason why he doesn't care is incredibly clear. Because he has people protecting him within the government. That is the difference. Now let's go back to Anthony Blinken and all this corruption. Not only were the subordinates of Joe Biden enabling the Biden crime family to travel around the world, quote, they may also have been doing so in a way that was outside the rules, Pete McGinnis, communications director for the Functional Government Initiative, said. We now have evidence that around the same time that Anthony Blinken's then boss, listen carefully, Hillary Clinton, was using a private server to conduct government business, he may have been engaged in practices that blurred the lines between his official duties and private interests. Given these circumstances, as well as Blinken's recently exposed involvement in the Hunter Biden laptop letter. Remember, he's the one that put together the letter of all these people that were protecting Joe Biden right before the presidential election at the last debate, right? So Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, this issue of the laptop, it's not real. It's Russian disinformation. Look at all these top people that signed this letter saying that this has all the markings of Russian disinformation. They all knew they were lying to you. They were fixing an election. He says the public now has a right to be very concerned about how compromised our government is. Functional Government Initiative typically looks into cases such as these with ethical implications. So it is a possibility that the organization could investigate the Blinken-Hunter Biden personal email scenario, McGinnis went on to say. Now, since taking the majority in 2022, House Republicans have finally launched investigations into the Biden finances. The infamous laptop contents to prove whether his overseas work posed a national security risk. Which brings me to where we are today. It is clear that the connection between high-level Biden administrators and Hunter Biden have turned the heads of many lawmakers. James Comer, House Oversight Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. They're looking at the House Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, Jim Jordan. They are clearly focusing and getting this intel. The House Judiciary Committee revealed last week that the CIA acting director, Mike Morrell, testified in private that Anthony Blinken had triggered a letter from the 50X intel officials that sought to discredit the reporting on the laptop's email and blame the story as a product of Russian disinformation. And he said, why did they do it? Well, they wanted to make sure Joe Biden won. And he did. They did it, folks. They did it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. So let's go back to Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson has made it clear now. He's got these emails. Ron Johnson is now saying, I'm going to release the transcript on how Anthony Blinken lied about his contact with Hunter Biden. And he lied when he was trying to get confirmed as the Secretary of State. So he knew that it was going to be so damning if he had a bunch of contact with Hunter Biden when he was working for Hillary Clinton, when he was working for the vice president, when he was working for the Obama administration, that he just straight up lied to Congress under oath. And now Ron Johnson is saying he will release the transcript on how Blinken lied about his contact with Hunter Biden. He said this to Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox Business Channel. Listen carefully.
So we're going to be watching that story. Senator, you said you're going to release that information next week on Anthony Blinken and him lying to you. What else should we look forward to in terms of your investigation and making those things public? When?
Well, again, we'll make those transcripts of his interview with us public so people can see exactly how he lied to Congress. And again, we will request interviews. You know, we'll certainly send them a letter to preserve their records, their personal emails, their personal texts. We want to find out exactly what they were doing with Hunter Biden in 2015 and 2016. Remember, Hunter joined the board in 2014. Anthony Blinken became Deputy Secretary of State at the tail end of 2014. Well, I think he was confirmed in 2015.
Wow.
He knew all of this stuff. Right. He denied knowing any of it.
He denied knowing any of it, which brings us to the Democrats' new hope. You're going to hear a lot of news this week about this terrible, bad week for Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is probably going to be charged with a crime. They're hoping he's going to be charged with a crime. Jonathan Turley, writing in The Hill, this headline, Hunter's collapsing worldwide criminal plea could now be the best option for the Bidens because they need Hunter Biden to be charged with some sort of crime right now. Why do they need that crime to be charged, these crimes? Because they need to protect the other 8 family members. They need to protect the presidency. This week, Hunter Biden's defense team traveled to Delaware seeking an update on the federal criminal investigation that's dragged on for almost 5 years. The reason seems clear. Time is running out on Hunter and the Biden family. After years of delaying disclosures and admissions, he writes, Hunter now could be pushing the cap off, pushing for it to end on the criminal side of the scandal before more information is released in Arkansas and also in Washington. For the White House, even a criminal plea is, quote, preferred. They don't care if Hunter Biden goes to jail at this point because they got to protect what they've done from ever seeing the light of day or being charged. And they may be succeeding. For years, the Bidens have worked with the media to help delay any recognition of the influence, peddling, and corruption that may be revealed on Hunter Biden's laptop. For years, the Bidens knew that they had an alibi. He's a drug addict. He's a troubled soul. We're proud of him for getting sober. All right, charge him, give him a slap on the wrist, right? Done. Then that won't get to the influence peddling. That won't get to the corruption, right? That won't happen. Even this week, okay, even this past week, I should say, in child support proceedings in Arkansas, Hunter's counsel continued to refuse to admit ownership of the laptop that was abandoned at that Mac shop in Delaware. It won't work anymore. He goes on to write, it won't work anymore. His long refusal to acknowledge that that laptop is his is coming to an end. He also, by the way, Hunter Biden's such a scumbag, he's refused to acknowledge his fathering of his 4-year-old child, Navy, in Arkansas from that stripper. Just as Hunter could not deny, DNA, forensic, and other evidence will soon make his laptop denials unattainable in proceedings in which he and his counsel are required to tell the truth. These proceedings are now colliding for the Bidens, with the laptop being raised in Arkansas and being investigated in Washington by the House committees. Time is up, and the Biden team knows it. An establishment of the laptop's authenticity is one forum that could produce cascading effects in the other forums. Notice how there's no wiggle room now for the Bidens. There's already been a recent shift to a scorched earth strategy, including reportedly threatening possible witnesses and calling for the IRS to investigate its critics. Again, no more wiggle room for the Bidens. New leaks from the Justice Department investigation have indicated that prosecutors are considering 4 charges. And think about these 4 charges. These 4 charges are the exact charges that the Bidens want and nothing else, because it actually protects the Biden crime family. The 4 charges that they're looking at, the Justice Department, 2 misdemeanor counts for failure to file taxes, a single felony count of tax evasion related to a business expense for 1 year of taxes, and a potential felony count on falsifying a form linked to a gun permit. That's it. None of that, none of what I just said connects him to any of the criminal activity that many believe is so clear on his laptop with influence peddling in this country. Those 4 charges could well result in minimal jail time, but the situation is likely to get worse for Hunter if the House reveals new evidence of foreign dealings and payments, which is exactly what we're talking about today. That is why a plea is needed to control the damage for both Hunter and his father. And that's exactly why now all of a sudden they're saying, please indict, please indict, please indict, please indict, please indict us for these things. Now, there's also one conspicuous omission from the list of potential charges that may also indicate a reason to push towards a plea. There is no mention in these new leaks of a charge of an unregistered foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, known as FARA. Why is that not in there? Because that would put real jail time on the table for the president's son. The Justice Department, by the way, aggressively used this charge against Trump figures like Paul Manafort. And if the same standards apply, it's hard to see the basis for moving away from that charge in the Hunter Biden case. But again, if it's all fixed against us, then, well, you know where we are. The laptop shows emails from various foreign sources, including some with close connections to foreign governments and intelligence and services in China and in Ukraine and in Mexico and in Russia. And that's just to name some highlights. There's others as well. There are also records of visits of clients and business associates to the White House, as well as pictures with then-Vice President Joe Biden. There are emails showing Hunter reached out to high-ranking officials like Anthony Blinken, quote, for advice. We talked about that. So now our Secretary of State Blinken, who was then the Deputy Secretary of State, state again, was the fixer. So the fair charges, yeah, not only would they be embarrassing for both President Biden and the Attorney General Merrick Garland, the claim that the president's son was acting as a foreign agent would put a spotlight on the millions of dollars raised in this alleged influence peddling campaign. And that's where James Comer comes in. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has claimed that up to 12 Biden family members may have benefited from the foreign payments. Joe Biden was the object of the influence peddling, and the question would become this. What other foreign interests were seeking to get access, and what were they getting for their payments? And the most obvious reason not to register as a foreign agent was to conceal these dealings and avoid scrutiny over influence peddling from the Biden crime family. In other words, the Bidens knew that he couldn't register as a foreign agent. Hunter Biden, James Biden couldn't register as foreign agents. That would kill the whole deal. There's no way that they could do this. So now this is the best it can get for the Bidens. The best thing that can happen for the Bidens now is for there to be this little slap on the wrist, and that protects the Bidens. And this is why they're going to be pushing for this and trying to sell you a story this week that, oh, the hammer's coming down on the president's son. No, it's not. They're going to try to distract you from the big story this week. I promise you, we are going to keep covering this story and letting you know the facts. So make sure that when you hear stuff like this, number one, you follow or subscribe to our podcast. You'll get it every day. It's free. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening. We'll be right back.